Hey Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. So today's class will be given by His Grace Adi Gaurav Das Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 8, verse number 40. I think it's 40. It just goes to work.
Yes, Mataji.
It's 40?
Onwards.
Yeah. Hey Krishna, Prabhuji, please. Thank you very much. Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj. And thank you very much for giving us your very valuable association and time to this morning, enlightening us on the topic. I now hello and call to you, Prabhuji. Sorry, I'm just, but I think it's 8.40.
Yes, Mataji.
Yes. Adi Khan, 140. Onwards. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Komodaki Mataji, for your continued selfless service. Hare Krishna. My sincere gratitude to Priti Vilasini Mataji for giving me this opportunity to speak on Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. We are discussing from the Adi Khanda, chapter 8, verse number 40 to 49. Verse number 40. Let us chant our Mangalacharan prayers first. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Verse number 40. Ehi mata pratidina padiya shuniya Ganga snane chale nija vyayasya laiya. We are discussing the childhood pastimes of Shri Nimai. His naughty pastimes. And Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling us how Nimai, after he started his Vidya Vilas Leela, his pastimes of education, Nimai presented himself as the most learned scholar, but also the most naughty. And sometimes even arrogant. And he would challenge everyone and defeat everyone thoroughly. But he did it with such sweetness that nobody felt offended. Anudvega karam vakya. No one felt offended. No one felt agitated. In fact, they felt happy to be defeated by Nimai. They were all very happy to accept Nimai as their leader. Ei mata pratidina padiya shuniya. Ganga snane chale nija. Vayasya laiya. Every day after school, our beloved Nimai Vishwambhar, he would take his friends who were his same age and he would go to Ganga to take his bath. Paduyar antanahi navadvipapure padiya madhyane sabe ganga snana kare. This is the madhyana leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our Nimai Vishwambhar in Navadvip, there are innumerable students. Paduyar means students. Antanahi means there is no end to how many students there are in Navadvip. Paduyara antanahi Navadvipa pure. There is no end to how many students there are in Navadvip. Padiya madhyane sabe ganga snana kare. And all the students, they took their bath in the holy river Ganga madhyane, in midday, after at midday, at noon. There is a purport by Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtottarashata Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, who is the revered eternal spiritual master of our beloved founder Acharya, Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajakacharya Shri Srimad Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is writing. At the time of Lord Nimai, there were many schools in Navadvip, wherein innumerable students from various provinces studied the scriptures. The area of Navadvip at that time stretched northeast up to Dvipa Chandrapur. Verse number 42. Eko adhyapakera sahasra shishya gana anyone kalah karena anukshana. Each teacher, eka adhyapak, each teacher had sahasra shishya gana. Each teacher, adhyapak, had sahasra shishya, had thousands of students. Now we have limits in our school here. 15 students, 20 students, 25 students. Everybody calculates the ratio, student-teacher ratio. But Mahaprabhu, during Mahaprabhu's time, the teachers were so expert, the students were so sincere, that one teacher, one adhyapak could have sahasra shishya, could have thousands of students without any problem. And they did not even have Zoom. They did not even have sound system. They did not have smart boards. They did not have iPads or laptops, but still they could teach. This is the power of purity. When the food is pure, ahar is shuddha, when the environment is pure, there is no air pollution, no water pollution. When everything is very shuddha, very pure, then the medha shakti, the intelligence, the memory of human beings is very sharp. Unfortunately, now we are all heavily polluted and contaminated. We are poisoned. We have poisoned ourselves by creating so much pollution. Eko adhyapakare sahasra shishyagan anyone kalaha karena anukshan. And although there were thousands of students, for each teacher, all those students would regularly kalaha karena. They would do kalaha. Kalaha means quarrel. They would quarrel and debate and argue with each other. Kalaha kare. Kalaha lati iti kali. The hallmark of Kali Yuga is kalaha, quarrel. Quarrel and kutinati. Kalaha kutinati lati iti kali. Kalaha is quarrel and kutinati is deceitfulness, hypocrisy, cheating tendency. These are the two hallmarks of Kali Yuga, kutinati or kapat and kalaha. Kalaha kapata lati iti kali. Kali Yuga brings these two things, quarrel and deceitfulness, hypocrisy. In today's verses, we are going to see in a very humorous, light-hearted way, the childhood pranks and pastimes of little Nimai as a young lad and his friends. And it's all fun and nice. At the same time, we are going to learn several lessons about things that we should not do, things that we should avoid. if we want to safeguard our bhakti. So here it is said that they would do kalaha, they would quarrel with each other. So this is a sign of Kali Yuga. We should not do that. But of course, this is all in jest. Verse number 43. Prathama vayasya prabhu swabhava chanchal paduya ganerasaha karena kundal. As the Lord was young, prathama vayasa. Vaya means age. Prathama means Mahaprabhu was in the first phase of his life. Child. He was a young lad. Prathama vayasa prabhu swabhava chanchal. Therefore, Nimai's nature as a young lad was chanchal, restless, naughty. Paduya gane rasaha. Paduya means students. Paduya gane rasaha karena kundal. And therefore, he would quarrel and fight with his classmates, with his friends. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada writes in the purport that prathama vayasa means in childhood or in boyhood. Verse 44. Keha bole tora guru kona buddhita keha bole ei dekha ami shishya ja. This is how they would quarrel, these boys. Someone would challenge, your teacher is not very learned. Tora guru kon buddhita? Hey, your guru doesn't have so much buddhi. Your guru is not very intelligent. Keha bole ei dekha ami shishya ja. And someone would boast by saying, see whose disciple I am. So they would mock the gurus of others and they would glorify their own guru. Hare Krishna. Of course, these are all kids. They're having fun. But when this tendency continues in later life, it becomes very unhealthy, even offensive. What is the underlying psychology behind this tendency? It is not about glorifying one's guru. Keha bole ei dekha ami shishya jar. Just see whose guru I am. It's not about glorifying the guru. On a subtle level, it's actually all about myself. All about myself. My pratishtha. My guru is great, therefore I am great. Your guru is not great, therefore you are not great. And my guru is better than your guru, therefore I am better than you. This is the underlying psychology, which we have to understand. So this tendency, we should give up. This is pratikul. This is unfavorable for devotional service. Anukule sankalpa pratikule se varjanam. Ehi mata alpe alpe haya gala gali, tabe jala phela pheli, tabe deya bali. In this way, our Nimai Vishwambhar, along with his school friends, they would have fun, quarrel, fight with each other. They would even give each other gala gali. They would give gali. Gali means bad words. They would give bad words to each other, all in a joking spirit, all in the name of fun. And soon they would splash water on each other and throw sand at each other. This is Nimai. This is similar to the childhood pastimes of Krishna and Balram. There is no difference. The childhood pastimes of Nimai, the childhood pastimes of Nitai, the childhood pastimes of Gadai, the childhood pastimes of Jagga. These are non-different from the childhood pastimes of our Krishna Balram in Sri Vraj Bhumi. Verse 46. They're splashing water, throwing sand at each other. Tabe haya mara mari je jahar pare kardama pheliya karo gaye ke hamare. Eventually, their quarrel, their arguments, verbal fights would degenerate into physical fights. And they would start beating each other. Mara mari. Tabe haya mara mari ye jahar pare. They would do mara mari. They would physically fight with each other. They would throw mud at each other. And continue having their fun. Boys are boys. Rajara dohai diya keha kare dhare maria palaya keha gangara upare. Some boy, in the name of the king, he would catch another boy. So one boy would go and catch another boy and say, I am catching you in the name of the king. I am the representative of the king. I am the king's soldier. I'm catching you. And then someone would beat another. I'm going to report you to the king. And then there would be more fight, physical fight, and they would beat each other. And they would beat one another. And then out of fear, Maria Palaya Keha. And they would run away. How they would run away? Now they are at Ganga Ghat. So they would beat each other. And then fearing retaliation from the friends, they would jump into the Ganga and swim across the Ganga to safety. Maria Palaya. Palaya means to escape, to run away. Where escape? Keha Gangara Upare. They would swim into the Ganga after beating. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada writes, the words Gangara Upare refer to the present day city of Navadvip, that is Kulia, and the village Ramachandrapur. Verse 48. Eta huda hudi kare padu ya sakala balika damaya sabahaya ganga jala. They would wrestle each other. Where? On the bank of Ganga. They would wrestle each other so intensely that the Ganga water would become full of sand and mud. The Ganga water would become dirty, filled with mud because of their wrestling and fighting, running, jumping. Jala bahi bare nahi pare narigan na pare karite snan brahmana sajan. Now this is the effect of their fighting. The Ganga water would become all muddy. So what was the effect? Jala bhari bare nahi pare narigan. The narigan, the ladies of the village of Navadvip would come. Jala bhari bare, to fill their pots with water. And na pare karite snan brahmana sajjan. And the sajjan brahmanas, the very sober, pious brahmanas, they would come to take their afternoon bath before doing their afternoon gayatri. So the ladies would come to do their cooking. They need water. And the brahmanas would come to do their snan before their afternoon gayatri. But they could not do because the Ganga water was all muddy and dirty. What's this? All the mud has come up. The Ganga water has become so turbid. Why? Because our Nimai and his friends have been naughty playing there. So this is very nice, sweet pastimes. I was asked to read only till verse number 49. So I will stop here. So in this way, our Nimai Vishwambhar, he enjoyed these wonderful childhood pastimes in Navadvip with his eternal associates, his dear devotees who had appeared as his friends. These leelas are very, very fun to hear and read. And we should enjoy reading these childhood pastimes of Nimai Vishwambhar, just like we enjoy the childhood pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. At the same time, we are sadhaks. Who is sadhak? Sadhak is one who does sadhana. And what is our sadhya? Our sadhya is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our sadhya is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non-different from Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So our sadhya is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the process to get Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the process to please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gaura Hari, Samsiddhir Hari Toshanam, is sadhana, bhakti, which Srila Prabhupada has given us. Chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, following the four regulative principles, being humble, avoiding offenses. This we have to practice. So as sadhakas, we should be looking at lessons. When we read these pastimes, yes, they are fun. And we should discuss these pastimes and we should visualize on the screen of our heart how Nimai is having fun with his friends. How Nitai in Eka Chakra is having fun with his friends. Beautiful. How Krishna Balaram are having fun in Ramana Reti. Very nice. At the same time, from these pastimes, we should be looking what nectarian lessons I can learn. What can I learn? So by quarreling and fighting, the Ganga water became muddy and dirty and it became unfit for the ladies to use for cooking and for the brahmanas to take their bath with. It created a disturbance. So we have to learn from this that we should not be uddhat. Uddhatata has to be given up. audacious naughtiness and mischief, pranky behavior has to be given up for a sadhak. Sadhak means serious. Sadhak means serious. Yes, there is fun in Krishna consciousness, a lot of fun. Hasya pari, hasya sambhashane. So that is there. But sadhak also means gravity. Sadhak also means seriousness. When appropriate, there is fun, there is laughter, there is mirth, there is joking. But at the same time, as a sadhak, when we become siddha and we enter the Nitya Lila, then what is that? O Rupa Labanya Rashi Amiya Pariche Khasi Hasya Pari Hasa Sambhashani Narottama Dasa Kahe Nitya Lila Sukhamahe Sadai Spuruka Moramane. When we enter the Nitya Lila, then there is all joking, mirthful, joyous conversations. Hasya Pariha Sambhashan. All that is there eternally. That is in the Siddha Avastha, in our perfected spiritual body, in the Siddha Deha, in Nitya Lila. But in sadhak deha, in our sadhak sthiti, there should be gravity and seriousness, mainly. Predominantly gravity. And this is what we learn from these verses that we read from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is hinting to us. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is hinting to us that we have to maintain gravity. And we should not get into frivolous joking. So that is very important. And this we learn from the writings of our Vaishnava Acharyas. I'm sharing my screen. I hope all of you are able to see. Please be very attentive. This is Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur Mahashaya has written this bhajan on one of the limb of bhakti. Today we saw how being frivolous, quarreling, fighting is pratikul for bhakti. Ganga became dirty. We should not make Ganga water dirty. We should serve Ganga. We should facilitate people from getting purified by taking bath. But if we make Ganga water dirty, then how they will get purified by taking bath? How cooking for Krishna will happen if the water is dirty? So we should not create disturbance. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhim Vina Aekantiki Harer Bhaktir Utpata Eva Kalpate Utpata Hi Eva Kalpate. If we perform Aekantiki Harer Bhakti, one pointed Hari Bhakti, Hari Bhajan, but it is without reference to Shruti Smriti Puran Narada Pancharatra Vidhi, then it is keval utpad. It is only a disturbance in society. So we should not create utpad. We should not create unnecessary disturbance. Because the nature of Kali Yuga is that there is always disturbance. Upad dhruta. Prayena alpayusha sabhya kalavasmin yuge janaha. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagye upad dhruta. Upad dhruta. Always there is disturbance. So we should not contribute to the disturbance in Kali Yuga. If we are not part of the solution, we are part of the problem. So we should not do things that are unfavorable for bhakti. Let us learn from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. How to do pratikulyasya varjanam. And our prayer that Krishna, please give me the intelligence, the vivek buddhi. So I do pratikulyasya varjanam. Bhakti anukula matra karyera svikara. Bhakti pratikula bhava varjanangikara. That's what we want to do. Tuva bhakti pratikula dharma jatiraya parama jatane taha tyajibo nishchaya. Whatever so-called dharma is there, which is in opposition to the teachings of bhakti, pure bhakti. That so-called dharma, I give up. Like Sri Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, his final supreme instruction, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Sarva dharman parityajya, tyajdo, give it up. And mamekam sharanam braja. Lord Krishna is talking about sharanagati, and this is a limb of sharanagati. Pratikulyasya varjanam is a limb of sharanagati. How to do surrender? How to surrender to Krishna? What is surrender? What is sharanagati? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us. Any dharma that is in opposition to bhakti, pure bhakti, whether it is Satyanarayan puja, whether it is Ganapati puja, whether it is Durga puja, whatever it is, all these are not pure devotional principles. Srila Rupa Goswami does not tell us in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu to perform Satyanarayan puja or Durga puja or Ganapati puja. Yes, Srila Rupa Goswami writes in the beginning of Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that we must honor and offer respects to Sri Ganesh ji, because Ganesh ji is a pure devotee. And he is Bhakti Vignaharta. He removes the obstacles in our bhakti. What is that verse from Sri Brahma Samhita? Yat pada pallava yugam vinidhaya kumbha dvandve pranama samai sagana diraja vignan vihantu malamasya jagatrayasya govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Ganesh is a devotee of Govinda. He offers obeisances with his elephant head at the lotus feet of Lord Govinda, Radha Govinda. And by the mercy of Radha Govinda, Ganesh ji becomes Vignan Vihantum Alamasya Jagatrayasya. He becomes the Vignaharta of all the three worlds, Ganesh ji. Who? Ganesh ji. How? By surrendering Sharanagati, by offering obeisances to Lord Govinda. So to worship Ganesh ji to get some material benefits, that is not proper. To worship Durga Devi to get good health, wealth, that is not good. To do Lakshmi Puja without worship of Narayan, that is not good. Lakshmi Puja, Diwali, Lakshmi Puja, Lakshmi Puja, Lakshmi Pujan. Money chahiye, wealth, wealth, otherwise bad luck will come, money will go this year. We must do Lakshmi Puja in Diwali. No, we don't do that. Namo Radhikaye to Diya Priyaye Namo Anantalilaya Devaya Tubhyam. We worship Radhika along with Govinda Dev. Not separately. We don't want to become like Ravan. We just want Radhika without Govinda. No. Radha Govinda Dev. So we don't want to engage in all these kinds of demigods worship to get material benefits. No. Nor do we want to worship Lord Narayan, Satyanarayan Puja to get some good luck, to get prosperity, to get dharma, artha, kama, moksha. That is not pure devotional service. That is not Rupanuga Raganuga Bhakti. We want Rupanuga Raganuga Bhakti. Tuva bhakti pratikula dharma jateraya parama jatanetaha tyajibo nischaya. Tyajibo nischaya. Definitely, carefully, deliberately, I give it up. Yes, I give it up. Tuva bhakti bahirmukha sangana koribo gauranga virodhi jana mukha naheribo. Haribol, I will never keep company of those who are bhakti bahirmukh, who are Krishna bahirmukh. Krishna bahirmukh jiva bhogavan chakare nikatastha mayatare jhapati adhare. I will never keep company of those who are neglectful of bhakti. Krishna bhakti. And I will never glance upon the face of those who are averse to Sri Gauranga. Sri Gauranga. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Dara Napara. I don't have other, I don't have respect for anyone's opinion as much as I have for my Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Dara Napara. This is the opinion of Mahaprabhu तदाराध्य भगवान व्रजे शतनयस्तद्धाम वृंदावनम रम्या काचिद उपासना व्रजवधु वर्गेणया कल्पिता श्रीमद् भागवतम प्रमाणम अमलम प्रेम पुमर्तो महान. दीज आर ऑल अवर गौड़ीय सिद्धांत गिवन बाय श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु अवर गौड़ीय आचार्य श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुर्मतम इदम तत्र आदर न पर. दीज आवर महाप्रभु सिद्धांत एंड वी होल्ड दिस सिद्धांत दिस वर्स क्लोजेस्ट टू आवर हार्ट. एवरीथिंग इज डिपेंडेंट ऑन दिस सिद्धांत. So anyone who does not have adar buddhi, does not have respect for Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, anyone who opposes Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, my Gauranga Mahaprabhu, our Gauranga Mahaprabhu, mukha na herivo, I will not even look at his face. I will not look at his face. Tuva bhakti bahir mukha sangana koribo Gauranga virodhi jana mukha na heribo bhakti pratikul sthane na kori vasati bhakti ra apriya karye nahi kori rati. As we are reading this beautiful bhajan by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we should make all these sankalpa, we should make all these decisions in our life. Yes, yes, I will not do this. Yes, I will not do this. We should keep reminding ourselves. I will never make my residence in any place that is detrimental to bhakti. And I will never develop attachment for any work that is disagreeable to bhakti. So our residence should be bhajan anukul. There should be no meat, onion, garlic in our residence. There should be Shri Vigraha of Shri Guru Gauranga. We should worship Guru Gauranga, either their deity form or their pictures. We should offer bhoga to them. We should worship them. We should bow down to them. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji maam namaskuru madhyaji. We should worship Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We should bow down to them. Serve them. Serve them. Think about them. And all this should be done in our house. There should be Tulsi Maharani in the house. We should worship the deities of Krishna in the house. Then the house becomes bhakti anukul sthan. But we should not live in a place, na kori vasati, which is bhakti pratikul, unfavorable for bhakti. There are certain places in the world where you cannot practice bhakti, like Saudi Arabia. They are very opposed to Sanatan Dharma. So sincere devotee will not live in such a place. Of course, for some work, one may have to go, but that is temporary. That is a temporary situation. As soon as possible, the devotee should come to a place where we can sing and dance with devotees, where we can practice bhakti. Bhaktira apriya karye nahi kori rati. And I will never develop attachment for any work that is disagreeable to bhakti. Dealing with meat, dealing with alcohol, performing sinful activities through our work, this should be given up. This is a sign of Sharanagati, sign of surrender. We can talk big, big things. We can give big, big donations. But if we are engaging in sinful activities that are harmful for our bhakti, it is like the bathing of an elephant. Manye kunjara shauchavat. Manye kunjara shauchavat. Parishit Maharaj is telling us. So we should not do that. We come in satsang, we chant Harinam, we become purified. And then again, in our work, we engage in abominable activities, breaking the four regulative principles. That is not a disciple. That is greedy, greedy, money-minded. So we should choose profession. We should not take up a job in a liquor shop, for example. What do you do? I am a bartender. What do you do? I work in a restaurant, I serve. What do you serve? Well, whatever the customer orders, sometimes fish, sometimes beef, sometimes lamb. No, that is not for a Vaishnava. Srila Bhaktivikas Swami Maharaj, one of our Gurujan, prominent disciple of our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktivikas Swami Maharaj, he does not give Brahman Diksha if one does not have a Brahminical profession. Brahman Diksha is not just some prestige. You do Bhakti Shastri and you get some mantras and wear a Brahmin thread and grow a shikha. That is not Brahman. There should be Brahminical qualities. First quality is purity. Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami does not give Brahman Diksha to someone who doesn't have a Brahminical occupation. So we should try our best to purify our life. Whatever is Bhakti Pratikul, we should give it up. We should give it up. Krishna will protect. This is Sharanagati. We should have faith. Bhuke nahi marenge hum. Bhaktira apriya karya nahi kori rati. And even if we are forced by circumstances to do something that is not favorable for bhakti, that is against bhakti, we have to over-endeavor, we have to work 16 hours a day. But still, we don't develop rati for that. We should not consider our job very glamorous. I have worked 16 hours. I make 500,000 or 1,000,000 or 2,000,000 every year. We should not develop rati for those things. We should feel ashamed. Like Rupa and Sanatan Goswami were ashamed. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was ashamed of his family background. Srila Rupa Sanatan Goswami were ashamed of their work. Although they had nothing to be ashamed. What they did was perfect dharma. They chose that occupation to protect the Hindu society at that time. But still they were ashamed of their background. Never entered Jagannath temple. Never considered themselves high class. Did not even enter the house of a Brahman of their own accord. So, nahi kori rati. We should not be proud of. We should not develop attachment for abominable things. Even though sometimes, naimittically, circumstantially, we may have to do some abominable work. Bhakti ravi rodhi grantha paathana koribo. Bhakti ravi rodhi vyakhya kabhu na shunibo. I will never read any literature that contradicts the doctrine of bhakti. And I will never hear any discourse that opposes bhakti. I will never read any literature that contradicts the doctrine of bhakti. We have to be careful about this. All these newspapers, magazines, where all these illicit sex and having multiple partners and divorcing and enjoying and drinking and eating meat are glamorized. There will be reviews of a restaurant which serves meat and we are reading it. There will be review of a movie where all the four regulative principles are broken. Once someone asked my Guru Maharaj, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, can we watch James Bond movie? I like action adventure. Can I watch James Bond movie? My Guru Maharaj, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj said, in James Bond movie, in 1 hour, that Mr. James Bond is having sex with 5 different women. And that is glorified. And you want to watch that? You want to watch the breaking of regulative principles? What is this? I have personally heard this. So anywhere where the regulative principles are broken, where the pure Shuddh principles of Dharma are broken, we should not read and we should not watch. And we should not hear such discourses. Think about Ajamil. He saw something abominable and fell down. Think about Saubari Muni. He saw something abominable and he fell down. And think about the Yajna Patnis in Vrindavan. They simply associated with the Vraja Gopis, heard Krishna Katha from them and became Krishna Premi. Think about that fruit seller woman. She was selling fruits in some villages near Vrindavan. And the Gopis were speaking the beautiful pastimes of little Kanha, little Damodar. How he was bound when he was 3 years old, how he was bound by his mother, Yashoda. They were describing Damodar Leela and this fruit seller, she heard that Leela. Vikretu kama kilago pakanya murari padar pita chitta vritti dadyadikam mohavashada vochad govinda damodar madhaveti. She became so Krishna conscious by associating with the Vraj Gopis, hearing their Krishna katha. Vande nanda vrajastrinam padarenum abhikshanasha tasam hari kathodgitam punati bhuvanatrayam. How does the hari katha of the Vraj Gopis purify the three worlds? This pulindi, this tribal fruit seller simply heard hari katha and instead of saying take mangoes, take bananas, take apples, she started saying govinda damodar madhaveti, govinda damodar madhaveti, govinda damodar madhaveti. So if we associate with Krishna premijan, Gaura premijan, we will become Gaur and Krishna Premi. If we associate with mundane people, our consciousness will become mundane. We are affected by what we read, what we hear. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Bhakti Virodhi Grantha Pathana Koribo. Don't read. Bhagavad Gita is written by people who are not devotees of Krishna. Don't just read for academic. I have seen devotees reading academic interest. They're reading. Don't do that. Is there not enough bhakti literature, Vishuddha bhakti literature available? Please read that. Don't be curious cats. Curiosity kills the cat. Bhakti ra virodhi vyakhya kabhuna shunivo. Don't listen to nonsense lectures on YouTube. Hear Acharya Vani instead of that. Sometimes devotees, they are curious. They will listen to some Mayavadi on YouTube. I want to see what they are saying. Or they will talk to some, they will listen to some lecture of some bogus guru who claims to be Bhagwan. Just curiosity, because there are millions of views. I also want to see. Or they will hear someone, you know, who calls himself guru, because it's very humorous. I want to hear. Don't do that. Don't do that. Their consciousness will rub onto you. Hear Acharya Vani. Gauranga varjita sthana tirtha nahi mani bhakti ra badhaka jnana karma tuchha jani. Gauranga varjita sthana tirtha nahi mani. I do not regard any place that is unrelated to my Gauranga Mahaprabhu to be tirtha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in Jagannath Puri for 18 years. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eternally lives in Navadvip. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha and Krishna eternally lives in Vrindavan Dham. So therefore, these are our holy places. Yes, we will go to Gaya. Why? Because Mahaprabhu went there. Yes. We will go to all these places in South India. We will go to Sri Rangam. Why? Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there for 4 months. This is a Gaur Premijan. This is the heart of a Gaur Premijan. Gauranga varjita sthana tirtha nahi mani bhakti ra badhaka jnana karma tuchha jani. We have to become mad for Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is everything for us. We cannot be multidimensional, multi-branched. Yes, this sampradaya also, that sampradaya also, little bit. Yes, yes, yes. Take everything from everywhere. No, we will become multi-branched. That is okay in the beginning stages. But now we have to become concentrated, one-pointed, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Rupa Raghunath Goswami did not go here and there. Jagadananda Pandit was willing to hit Sanatan Goswami with a pot because he saw that he was wearing the saffron cloth of some other sannyasi, not Mahaprabhu's cloth. So sweet. These are Gaur Premi Jan. These are our acharyas. Gauranga varjita sthana tirtha nahi. Yes, we offer obeisances to all the places, to all the acharyas, to all the holy places. But tirtha for us, the tirtha that we worship on the altar of our heart is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is everything for us. Bhakti ra badhak jnan karma tuchha jani. Bhakti ra badhak. Karma jnan tuchha mani. When Sri Angira Muni, this morning while doing seva, I was listening to a lecture. When Angira Muni came to visit Maharaj Chitraketu, Chitraketu Maharaj told Angira Muni, ha ha Prabhu Angira Muni. Like you say, ha ha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi, Kripa Balo Kana Koro. Ami bodo dukhi. Chitraketu Maharaj told Angira Muni, oh Angira Muni, you are so effulgent, you are so ecstatic, sadhu. But look at me. I am very morose. Ami bodo dukhi. I am very dukhi. Angira Muni asked Chitraketu Maharaj, what is the reason for your moroseness, for your sorrow? And Angira Muni said, the reason for my sorrow is I don't have a son. He gave the diagnosis. Whereas in the first canto, Srila Vyasadev asks Narad Muni, why am I sad? This is the difference. Here, Chitraketu Maharaj considers himself to be a very great diagnostician. I have diagnosed my problem. I know what my problem is. My problem is I am sad because I don't have a son. Give me a son. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj was saying, that's why Angira Muni said, all right, you have diagnosed your problem. You have diagnosed the medicine. Your medicine is you want a son? Here, take this son. May you have a son. You think a son will make you happy? Take this son. Name him Harshashok. Why Harshashok? Because my dear Chitraketu Maharaj, everything in this world is Harshashok. Not your son is Harshashok. Everything is Harshashok. Your queens, 1 crore queens, they gave you pleasure, but they will give you sorrow also. Harshashok. Everything in this world is Harshashok. Therefore, name your son Harshashok. But he was so ecstatic to receive a son in benediction that he did not pay attention. Why? Because karma kandi. He wanted to do sadhu seva to get something in return. And all he wanted was a son who will give him sense enjoyment. So all this is not conducive. It is not anukul for bhakti, my dear friends. Otherwise, Chitraketu Maharaj would have become a Mahabhagavat before only. But that time he could not hear. So he got a son. He got attached to the son. Then he cried. He had to see the death of his son. He brought out the worst in his wives, made them envious of his favorite wife. Kayadyuti. What was her name? I think it was Kayadyuti. So like that. So all this purification, which is very unpleasant, can be avoided if we simply follow this principle of anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. So I am a fool. I don't know. Krishna, you tell me what is best for me. But as far as all this jnana kand, karma kand is concerned, I give it up. Tuchha jani, knowing it to be very tuchha. Bhakti ra badhaka kale na kori adara bhakti bahir mukha nija jane jani para. Bhakti ra badhaka kale na kori adara. I never celebrate any occasion that hinders bhakti. Valentine's Day. Celebrating Valentine's Day. No, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. For us, every day is a celebration. Every day there is Gaur Arti. Every day there is Shringar Arti. Every day there is Brahma Samhita. Every day there is Guru Arti, Guru Puja. So, Bhakti ra badhak kale na kori adar. I don't observe all these occasions that hinder my bhakti. It may be even sutak in the family if there is some death. Oh, don't do puja, don't offer bhoga, don't eat prasad, don't chant, don't touch Bhagavatam, there is sutak. No. If it is Bhakti ra badhak, we give up these naimittik dharmas in favor of Nitya Dharma. Nitya Dhamma is Jivara Swarupa Krishna or Nitya Das. We are eternal servants of Krishna. This is the path of Sharanagati, my dear friends. It may come across as very harsh, but this is Sharanagati. Sharanagati is intense. Bhakti Bahir Mukha Nija Jane Jani Para. And they may be my relatives, but if they are Bhakti Bahir Mukh, if they are unfavorable for Bhakti, I consider them to be para. I may be in love with a devotee in the temple, my best friend. Why? Because he's sajatiya. He shares the same fire of Krishna consciousness. He may not be my blood relatives. Foolish people say, blood is thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water. Give importance to your family members, your blood brother, your blood sister, your this and that. Only blood relatives will ultimately help you. Krishna helps. No blood relative, water relative, nobody is going to help us. Mahaprabhu says that I am your only bandhu. There is no other bandhu besides me. Who is the best friend? Suridam sarva bhutanam. It is Krishna. Yet, Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam nyatvamam shantim rachyati. This is the path of true peace. Krishna is everything. Tvameva mata chapita tvameva bandhu matsakha tvameva त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणम त्वमेव त्वमेव सर्वम मम देव देव पिता अहम् अस्य जगता माता धाता पितामह वेद्यम पवित्रम ओंकार ऋक्साम यजुरेव च. कृष्णा इज माता, कृष्णा इज फादर, कृष्णा इज ग्रैंडफादर, कृष्णा इज अवर प्रिय बंधु, कृष्णा इज एवरीथिंग. मतः परतरम न अन्यत्, देयर इज नथिंग बिसाइड्स कृष्णा. Krishna is our everything. Krishna is our mama sarvasva. Deva deva. Oh God of all gods, Krishna, you are my everything. So if one may be a blood relative, nija jana, but jani para, I consider him to be para, paraya. I consider him to be a stranger. If he is Krishna bhakti bahirmukh. This is the path of sharanagati, my dear friends. Bhakti ra badhika spriha koribo varjana abhakta pradatta anna na kori grahana. I will give up all spriha, all desires that impede bhakti. Bhakti ra badhak desires. Any desire that comes in my mind, we should filter it through the filter of sharanagati. Is this desire favorable for Krishna consciousness, or is this desire unfavorable for Krishna consciousness? Is this going to take me towards Mahaprabhu? Is this going to take me away from Mahaprabhu? If it is going to take us away from Mahaprabhu, we do not want it. We give up those desires. Bhaktira badhika spriha koribo varjana and abhakta pradatta anna na kori grahana. I will never accept foodstuffs given by non-devotees. Shila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, abhakta pradatta anna na koribo grahana bhaktira badhika spriha koribo varjana. Never eat food that is prepared, offered by non-devotees. This is a principle. It is not a detail. Just the other day, a devotee asking me, Prabhu, there is a very nice vegan restaurant and they make vegan cheesecakes. Can I eat them? No, they may be vegan, but they are not prasad. They are not prasad. And they will simply, unless and until they are offered to Krishna, they will simply contaminate our consciousness. Yajna shishtashina santo muchyante sarvakil bhishai bhunjate tetva agham papa yapachanti atma karana. जिह्वार लालसाय इति उति धाय शिष्णोदर परायण कृष्ण नाही पाय. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इन द अंत्य लीला टीचेस अस थ्रू श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी टीचेस अस दिस वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वर्स. जिह्वार लालसाय इति उति धाय, टू सैटिस्फाई द टंग द टेस्ट बड्स हियर एंड देयर वी आर रनिंग. जिह्वार लालसाय इति उति धाय शिष्णोदर परायण कृष्ण नाही पाय. सच अ पर्सन विल गेट टेस्टी फूड स्टफ्स टू ईट बट विल नॉट गेट कृष्ण. इफ वी आर इंस्टेड ऑफ बीइंग नारायण परायण, इफ वी आर शिष्णोदर परायण. शिष्ण मीन्स जेनिटल्स, जिह्वा मीन्स टंग एंड उदर मीन्स बेली. इफ वी आर सिंपली रनिंग हियर एंड देयर टू सैटिस्फाई द टंग द बेली and the genitals. Jivhara lalasai iti uti dhai shishnodara parayana Krishna nahi pai. We will never get Krishna. Never get Krishna. Krishna nahi pai. There is no way around Sharanagati, my dear friends. And the path of Sharanagati is very beautiful, very joyous. Where did we go? Non-devotees. जहा किचु भक्ति प्रति कुल बोली जानी त्यजी बो जतने तहा ए निश्चय वाणी. वॉट एवर आई नो टू बी अनफेवरेबल टू भक्ति, भक्ति प्रतिकूल, आई विल केयरफुली फोरसेक इट. त्यजी बो जतने, आई विल मेक एंडेवर्स टू गिव इट अप. दिस इज माय स्पोकन सोलेम प्रॉमिस. A nischayavani. A nischayavani. This is my firm determination. I will give it up. भक्ति भी भक्ति विनोद पोड़ी प्रभुर चरणे मागये शक्ति प्रति कुलेर वर्जने। वी नीड भक्ति शक्ति, वी नीड कृपा शक्ति टू एक्चुअली गिव अप अनफेवरेबल थिंग्स फ्रॉम आवर लाइफ, इजंट इट? इट्स इजी टू से ऑल दिस थिंग, आई विल डू दिस, आई विल डू दैट, आई विल नॉट दैट, बट टू एक्चुअली वॉक आवर टॉक, to actually resist temptations when they come, very difficult. We need nischay shakti, bhakti shakti, kripa shakti. Therefore Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to Shri Guru Shri Gauranga, bhakati binoda podi prabhura charane magaye shakati prati kulle ravarjane. I am begging to get strength in order to relinquish everything that is unfavorable to pure devotion. This is our Bhakti Vinod Thakur. One more bhajan I want to sing, my dear friends. I know we have only 2 minutes. So you can read the meaning. I will just sing it. Okay, you can read the meaning. We don't have time. We have only 2 minutes. This is the next bhajan in Sharanagati. Prayer to Mother Jahanava Devi, Srimati Jahanava Devi, the eternal beloved consort of our most beloved Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Bhavarnave padamora kula parana kise kula pavotara na pai sandhana. Having fallen into this vast ocean of material existence, how will my bewildered soul find the shore? Kise kula pabo? I have no clue how to reach it. Tarana pai sandhana. Bhavarnave pade. I have fallen in this vast ocean of material existence. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying. Na ache karma bala, nahi jnana bala, jaga joga tapo dharma, na ache sambala. Na ache karma bala. I don't have bala, I don't have strength of accumulated pious activities, jnana bal, knowledge, jaga joga tapo dharma, yogic practices, sacrifices, austerities, religiosity. I don't have any of this bal, tapo bal, buddhi bal, gyan bal, nahi hai, I don't have. Na ache sambal. Indeed, I have no resources at all. I have nothing. I am kangal. Nitanta durbala ami na jani satara evi padekhe amare koribe udhara. Nitant durbala ami, I'm extremely weak and I don't know how to swim. Na jani shatar, I don't know how to swim. Main khud ko nahi tar sakta hun. I cannot swim across. Na jani shatar, who will rescue me from this calamity? E vipade ke amare koribe uddhar, who will save me now? I don't know how to swim. I have fallen in bhavarnava, the ocean of material existence, and I'm very weak. I don't have stamina, durbal. Vishaya kumbhirata he bhishana darshana kamera taranga sada kare uttejana. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the purest of the pure devotees, Mahajan. He is the seventh Goswami, but he is revealing the state of the heart of a sadhak. And I am a sadhak. We are all sadhaks. This is the state of our heart. Vishaya kumbhira tahe bhishana darshana. Bhishana darshana. The crocodile of sense enjoyment is a ferocious sight. And the waves of lust are constantly agitating me. Kama taranga. Kamera taranga sada kare uttejana. Vishaya kumbhira tahe bhishana darshana. Praktana vayura vega sahite na pari kadiya asthira mana na dekhi kandari. I cannot tolerate the raging winds of the consequences of my activities in prior mouth. Krishna is telling us, tolerate. Tolerate your prarabdha. Tolerate it. Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhada agama payuno nitya stamsitiksha swabharata. First Krishna tells Arjuna, dehi nosminya dhade kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhirastatra namuhiyati. Become dhira, kill Bhishma. Become dhira, kill Duryodhan. Oh Krishna, are they are not the body, just kill them. Krishna, they may not be the bodies, but I am attached to them. I love Bhishma Dev. I cannot possibly shoot arrows at him. No. I am attached to their body. They may not be their body, but I am attached to their bodies. Because it is through their bodies that they have had reciprocation of love with me. Then Krishna says, Matra smarshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhada agama payino nitya stamsitiksha swabharata titiksha. Tolerate them. If you are attached, then you tolerate. There is no other way. Just tolerate. Cry, but tolerate. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling our state of affairs. Praktana vayura vega sahite na pari. I cannot tolerate. Sahite na pari. Kadiya asthiramana na dekhi kandari. I simply weep. Simply weep with asthiramana, with an agitated mind. For I see no one. Na dekhi kandari. I see no sailors who can come and rescue me. This is my state of affairs. Now please help. Oh Mother Janava, please help. Oh go Shri Janava Devi Edase Karuna Karo Ajini Jagune Guchao Jantrana. Oh Srimati Janava Devi, by virtue of your own good qualities, Edase Karuna Karo. Please show compassion to the servant today and remove my affliction. Khuchao jantran. Please remove my afflictions. Please have mercy on me. Edase karuna karo aji. Nija gune. By your own good qualities. Tomar charanatari kuriya ashraya bhavarna vaparahabo kore chinishchaya. I have determined that I will cross over this vast ocean of material existence by taking shelter of the boat of your lotus feet. Tomara charana tari koriya ashraya bhavarnava parahabo korechi nishchaya. I will cross over this bhavarnava, this material ocean, by taking shelter of the boat of your lotus feet, O Janava Devi. Why? Because tumi nityananda shakti Krishna Bhakti Guru Edase Karo Dana Padakalpataru. Tumi Nityananda Shakti. You are the potency. You are the Kripa Shakti of the Kripa Murti Shri Nityananda Ram. Krishna Bhakti Guru. And you are the authority on Krishna Bhakti. Look, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashaya is calling Srimati Janava Devi Guru. Guru. Tumi Nityananda Shakti Krishna Bhakti Guru Edase Karaho Dana Padakalpataru. Kindly bestow your lotus feet. Padakalpataru, which are like desire tree. Edase Karaho Dana Padakalpataru. Please give me your desire tree like lotus feet. Please. I'm begging you. And last verse. Kato kato pamare re karecho udhara tomara charane aja ekangalachara. Kato kato pamare re karecho udhara. You have delivered so many sinful people, but you and your eternal husband Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Janava Devi, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, you have delivered so many Palmer, so many sinful persons. And today, this wretched beggar, which means me, all sadhaks, we should pray like this. Today, this wretched beggar falls at your lotus feet. Please, kripa karo. Please. Kandiya, kandiya bole, amito adhama. Shikao sharanagati, koro he uttama. Kato kato pamare re, karecho udhara. Tomara charane aja, ekangala chara. This is sharanagati, my dear friends. This is one aspect of sharanagati. To give up what is pratikul, what is unfavorable. So that we don't make the water of Ganga muddy. Hare Krishna. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, you can raise your hand. So there is one question in the chat box. Hari Bol Prabhuji, my question. How to deal with insects, scorpions, infested residents while still practicing Krishna Bhakti? We live in Las Vegas city in pest infested desert landscape. And we do not have options of changing residence, etc. Are insecticides allowed? Hare Krishna. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, we read the story of Mrigari. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, we read the story of Jada Bharat. Both became pure devotees. And both were very careful not to kill insects. Jada Bharat also, when he was carrying the palanquin of Maharaj Rahugana, and Mrigari also, when he was running towards his Gurudev, Narad Muni and Parvat Muni, and wanting to offer obeisances to them, he was careful not to trample upon insects. This is the standard. And sadhak means who tries to come to the standard. I had asked this question to His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj. And Srila Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj had said that if an insect is attacking us, if an insect is attacking us, or if an insect is causing problems, like a mosquito or a scorpion, you mentioned scorpions. Scorpion bites can be very painful. They can be poisonous also. So if that is the case, then we have to do the needful to take care, because we have a right to protect ourselves. We have a right to protect ourselves. So we have to do the needful. Okay. I hope that, does that answer your question? So we should know what is the standard, but we should also defend ourselves. There is a story in Prabhupada Leelamrit, volume 1. There are 7 volumes now. In volume 1 of Prabhupada Leelamrit, there's a story. Srila Prabhupada once visited a Gaudiya Math to take darshan of his beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur was standing on the balcony, and Srila Prabhupada, our Srila Prabhupada and many of the God brothers, they were downstairs in the courtyard, and suddenly a snake came out. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Acharya, he shouted from the balcony, he gave orders, kill the snake immediately. And immediately some brahmacharis took sticks and they killed that snake. And this was before Srila Prabhupada got initiated. And Srila Prabhupada writes, Prabhupada says in Prabhupada Leelamrit that I was wondering how can a sadhu like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur give orders to kill another animal, kill a snake. Because jive doya, we have to be merciful. But then Srila Prabhupada said, I was thinking like that. When I went home and I was reading Srimad Bhagavatam, look at the reciprocation with Srila Prabhupada of Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Srila Prabhupada says, when I went home and I was reading Srimad Bhagavatam, I came across that verse in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam where Prahlad Maharaj says that even sadhus take pleasure when snakes and scorpions are killed. So immediately Srila Prabhupada's question was answered. You see? So we have to understand the whole picture. The standard is that we don't unnecessarily kill insects. Example of Jada Bharat and Mrigari. After Mrigari became a pure devotee. At the same time, we have the example from Srila Prabhupada Leelamrit of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We have the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj from 7th canto that even snakes and scorpions, they are harmful. They attack human beings. When they are killed, even sadhus take pleasure in that. And then we have the answer of Srila Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj, who is our Guru Varga, that if a mosquito is biting us, going to give us malaria and things like that, or there is leptospirosis going on and there are rats in the house. So we have to protect ourselves. We have to do the needful. I have also heard from my Guru Maharaj, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, when he was asked this question. Maharaj said that first of all, we should keep our house very clean. If there are no rats in the house, then snakes will not come because snakes need rats to survive. This is a known factor. If there is no food lying here and there, there will be no cockroaches. So we have to keep our house clean so that we can prevent infestation by these insects and animals. So we discussed many things, Prabhuji. So please note down the different points and then use your Viveka Buddhi and take the best course of action. Is that okay, Prabhu? I forgot who had asked the question, but if it does not answer, then you please let me know. Hare Krishna. So I don't see any other hands raised. So if there are no more questions,
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, because you explained so nicely, so there is no question of clarification. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your very...
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Kadavat Pranam, our glories to Srila Prabhupada. Such a beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I really love the way you are telling that how we should be very careful that whatever we are doing, is it favorable or unfavorable for our bhakti? Small things can lead us to, our path may change because of that small one thing we do it. Okay, this is the small thing, let me do it. But, slowly that will change our path of devotional service into different paths, into the materialistic way of life. So we have to be very careful. Each and every point that you have spoke was very, very nice, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Vinita Gandharika Mataji. Thank you, Komodoki Mataji. So there is one more question in the chat box by Vishakha Mataji. Which book do we get the details of deity worship, like which dress, for which festival, etc.? Other minute details. Yes. So if you want very basic overview of how to do deity worship, then you just go to Google and type Vaishnav Etiquette Manual PDF. Some devotee can share it in the chat box also. Vaishnav Etiquette Manual PDF. It's on ISKCON Desiree also. This is a very, very essential book for all sadhakas. Everyone should have read this book several times. It teaches us every little thing, how to dress, how to put tilak, how to do puja in the house, basic puja archana, basic aarti, how to offer bhoga. All those very, very basic things are given, which everybody should know. You have it. Okay. If you have read that, then you go to Google and type Archana Paddhati ISKCON. Archana Paddhati ISKCON PDF. And again, someone can share it. So this Archana Paddhati PDF was prepared by our GBC. And there's a foreword written by our Prabhupada, our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada's god brother and sannyas guru, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj has written a foreword. This is called Archana Paddhati PDF. So it is the official deity worship manual by the GBC for all of us. However, the most updated and the best Archana Paddhati, the best that I have found is probably not available online. And it is the deity worship manual produced by Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu, who is the head pujari for the last 31 years of our ISKCON Vrindavan temple, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir. I have read that book and that is the best book. I have it. It's got a white cover See if someone can find it. It is the Krishna Balaram Mandir deity worship manual. Just look and do a Google search. I don't think it is online, but maybe it is. It's a white book, white cover, around this thick. It is paperback. It is not hardbound. It is paperback. And I have found it very, very useful. And specifically this question that you asked, which day of the week, what color dress, it is there. It is there in that book. And I think it is also there in Archana Paddhati, towards the end of Archana Paddhati, if you look. So everything is there in these two books. The Krishna Balaram Mandir deity worship manual is really good. Is this okay, Mataji? I hope this helps, Vishakha Mataji. Then Nitya Narasimha Prabhu has raised his hand. You can unmute.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. What an amazing class, Prabhuji. Really, so many take-home messages, Prabhu. Prabhuji, my question is, like in your song, Gauranga Varjita Sthana Tirtha Nahi Mane. I do not regard any place unrelated to Sri Gauranga to be a Tirtha. How we can understand, Prabhu, many people in South India or South do not know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, but the holy places are there. So how to take that, Prabhuji?
Okay. So, Nitya Narasimha Prabhu, very nice question. Before I answer a question, let me answer Vishakha Mataji's question. So yes, this Mukundatta Prabhu, Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu has written this book on deity worship. Raj Prabhu has shared the link. Vishakha Mataji, just see. Raj Prabhu has shared the link and I clicked on that link. It gives you an online link to purchase it online. You can buy the book online. And it is exactly that same book with Srila Prabhupada offering aarti and a white cover. So that is the best book on deity worship, Mataji. Best book. So I would highly recommend this book. It's available on krishnastore.com. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So now coming back to you, Nitya Narasimha Prabhu. Are you there? I don't see you.
Yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, yes, how do we understand that? So, Prabhu, we have Adar Buddhi. We have respect for all the holy places. Dwarka Dham, Pandharpur Dham, then Kolhapur Dham, Sri Rangam, Tirupati Dham. All these holy places, we have great respect. They are holy places. They are Tirtha places. No doubt. At the same time, who are we? We are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Who is our Ishtadev? It is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is our life and soul? It is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whose bhajan paddhati we follow? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prem Gali Ati Sakhari Tame Dona Samay. The Prem Gali, the lane of love, is very narrow and two people cannot fit there. Prem Gali Ati Sakhari Tame Dona Samay. So yes, we have respect for all these holy places, but when we go there, when we go to Gaya, we will not go there thinking, oh, this is a place where if we do Shraddha, all the ancestors are liberated. That's what majority people go there for. No, we go there because this is the place where my Mahaprabhu went, where Mahaprabhu got initiation from Shripad Ishwar Puri. When we go to Sri Rangam, we think of Mahaprabhu's ecstatic dancing. We think of Mahaprabhu giving darshan to Gopal Bhatta Goswami in his dream. We think of Venkat Bhatta and Prabodhananda Saraswati having conversation with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu jokingly teasing them. All those pastimes, 4 months Mahaprabhu did ecstatic. Nobody in Sri Rangam had seen such ecstatic Harinam Sankirtan. Aishwarya. They do puja with Aishwarya Bhav. But they had not seen Madhurya. They had not seen Vraj Bhav. And Mahaprabhu brought that. Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Dham Parikrama, in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, in the Parikrama Khanda, there is a description how Shripad Ramanujacharya came to Navadvip to take darshan of Mahaprabhu. How Shri Nimbarkaditya came. How Shri Madhvacharya came. How Shri Vishnu Swami came. All these four Sampradaya Acharyas, they came to Navadvip. And they offered obeisances, offered prayers, offered their love to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had the darshan of Mahaprabhu. In fact, all these acharyas came on the order of Mahaprabhu. Who is Mahaprabhu? Mahaprabhu is Lord Ranganath. But in a more complete picture, not just Aishwarya Bhav that you chant Purusha Sukta prayers and off. He is Ranganath with Lakshmi Devi in their original swarup. That is Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. There is no tattva higher than Radha and Krishna. Not Lakshmi Ranganath. Not Lord Venkateshwar. Not Rukmini Dwarkadish. No. The supreme tattva Aradhya Bhagwan Vrajesha Tanayastad Dhamma Vrindavanam. The supreme original personality of God, it is Govinda Madhi Purusham. Tamaham. Not Dwarkadish. These are all forms of the Lord, Supreme Lord. In tattva, they are same. But as far as rasa is concerned, no vigraha can compare to Radha Krishna. And Radha Krishna have come in one form as our Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, for us, all these places have importance mainly because Mahaprabhu visited. We go to Pandharpur because Mahaprabhu visited there. Because Mahaprabhu initiated Tukaram Maharaj. That's why Sri Lokanath Swami Maharaj, our Gurujan, glorious disciple of Srila Prabhupada, His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj, he has built Prabhupada Ghat in Pandharpur. Why? Our Acharya. So this Ananyata for our Acharyas must be there. A Sri Vaishnava must think that Sri Rangam is dear to me because of Sripad Ramanujacharya. And Gaudiya Vaishnavas must think Sri Rangam is dear to me because my Mahaprabhu stayed here for 4 months. And how nicely he was received by the Sri Vaishnavas. When my Guru Maharaj Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj in 2005, he went on the famous South India Yatra. I believe 2005, there were 4,000 devotees. Please listen carefully. 4,000 devotees. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj visited South India. And Maharaj also followed the same pattern. Went to all the places where Mahaprabhu went, as described in the Madhya Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was an unprecedented yatra. You can go to ISKCON Desiretri and listen to those lectures. Very, very beautiful, sweet narration. And Maharaj glorifies Shripad Yamunacharya, Shripad Ramanujacharya, Shri Kuresh, Shri Mahapurna, all these great Mahabhagavats. Maharaj glorifies immensely. And Maharaj was asked, what is your mood in going and visiting all these places in South India, which are mainly the places of the Sri Vaishnavas? What do you want to achieve by going to Tirupati, Sri Rangam, Kanchipuram, all these places? What is your mood? Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he very humbly replied that 500 years ago, our Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited all these places. He went to certain places and he was challenged. He went to certain places and he was given meat. He went to certain places and he was physically attacked. But when my Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, he went to South India, when he went to Sri Rangam, when he went to Tirupati, when he went to Kanchipuram, when he went to all these places, the Sri Vaishnavas received Mahaprabhu with great love and respect. Everywhere Mahaprabhu went, they were very respectful. They welcomed Mahaprabhu, they welcomed his Harinam Sankirtan movement. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj said, I am simply going to South India to offer my gratitude and my obeisances to all the Sri Vaishnavas. Hari Bol! Actually, I will tell you the truth. I was trying to cover it up because I didn't want to come across as anything harsh or cause agitation in your hearts. But actually, this question was asked to Maharaj after he came back. And it was a very successful yatra. It was soon after the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. And that same year, Maharaj left in May 2005. And this yatra happened in the Kartik of 2005. It was a fabulous yatra. very successful. And when Maharaj returned to Radha Gopinath Mandir, one devotee visited Maharaj. And this devotee told Maharaj, Maharaj, I heard your South Indian Yatra was very successful. It's like you went like Mahaprabhu and you conquered South India. Maharaj became very grave. And that's when Maharaj gave this reply. My mood of going to South India was not to conquer anybody. But I went there simply to fall at the feet of the Sri Vaishnavas and offer them my respect, my love, my gratitude, my brotherhood. Because when my Mahaprabhu went to South India, he was so much respected and loved and welcomed by the very hospitable Sri Vaishnavas. So I'm going there simply to get their association, simply to beg for their mercy and to offer them my gratitude. I'm not going to conquer anyone anywhere. This was the mood of Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, 2005. So yes, we respect very much all the places of all the sampradayas. But in the core of our heart, we are so absorbed in Mahaprabhu that really we don't have time to think about so many other things. That is the nature of love. When a girl loves her husband, there may be many nice men around. Yes, namaskar, namaskar. If somebody comes home, her husband's friend comes home, she will offer obeisances, give some hot milk, some sandesh barfi to eat to the husband's friend. But she will not sit and start glorifying the handsomeness of that man. No. She will glorify the handsomeness of her husband. So our pati is Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Where is our Mataji? Vrinda Gopika Mataji. What is that bhajan you like to sing? Mora Dhana Nityananda. What is that?
Dhana Mora Nityananda. Pati Mora Gaura Chandra.
Who is the pati? Who is the husband? It is Gaura Chandra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our pati. A patni will never look at other men. Never look at other men. Oh, he has a very nice job. Oh, he. Do you know what a nice car he is? Let me take a photo with another man. No. Pati Mora Gaura Chandra. All respect to all Sampradaya Acharyas. We glorify them. We worship them. Yes. But our heart naturally runs to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And our heart follows the lotus footsteps of Mahaprabhu. Wherever Mahaprabhu went, we go there. If Mahaprabhu would have come to Atlanta, we would have come to Atlanta. If Mahaprabhu goes to Korea, we'll go to Korea. Wherever Mahaprabhu goes, that is a holy place for us. So that is the Adar Buddhi, that is the Nishtha, that is the Ananyata we should have for our Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu teaches this. Mahaprabhu went where? He went to
Maharat,
the birthplace of Shrishwar Puripad, and took dirt from there, tied it in his cloth, and every day he would eat a little bit. And the devotees followed suit. They also went and they started collecting earth, mud from Kumarhatta. And when the monsoon came, that big khadda became a lake. It's there today also. So this is our Gaudiya Parampara. This is how all paramparas are. The followers of Sri Nimbarkaditya should feel the best Acharya is Sri Nimbarkaditya. The Sri Vaishnava should feel there is no one like our Sripad Ramanujacharya. The follower, the Tattvavadi is the followers of Sripad Madhvacharya should feel Srila Madhvacharya is the best. And the Pushti Margis, our brothers, the Sadhus, they should think that there is no one like Sripad Vallabhacharya. You see, that is Ananyata. That is Anant. Ananta is, and we should think Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Matamidam Tatra Adara Na Para. Like that. Is that okay, Nitya Narasimha Prabhu?
You have opened the treasury, Prabhuji. Very nice. Prabhu, also I have follow-up question, Prabhu. Like, I like the statement, curiosity kills the cat. What does it mean, Prabhu? That like, okay, we are following this sampradaya, but sometimes there are other groups they follow, but we think that they may come to Krishna conscious with that intention. If we go, is there anything wrong in doing that, or we should only focus on this? Intention is not that I want to participate there, but intention is that somehow they should come to Krishna consciousness. Is that okay, or we should avoid that?
Who should come to Krishna consciousness? Is it the atheists?
They are following other than our sampradaya. Like, there are so many things, some I don't want to name
such people we should not go there to, in the with a view to conquer them, but we should make friendship with them. Let them follow what they are following. Srila Prabhupada said, I have not come to convert anybody. You are a Christian, you become a better Christian. You are a Muslim, you become a better Muslim. No problem. So we don't want to convert anybody of any religion or any sect. Let them follow what they want. We follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We make friendship with them. And if they are interested, when they are interested, then we open our heart and we share the nectar with them. And if they want, they can choose. It's up to them. So we should simply make friendship with such people. And when if they are interested, we should share. But our intention should not be that I want to convert them. I want to convert them. No. Everybody is engaged in the service of Krishna their own way. We should try to be good devotees ourselves. Srila Prabhupada said, the best preacher is a happy devotee. If we are happy practicing Krishna consciousness, that is the best preaching. And as far as others are concerned, we should make friendship with them. And when they are interested in listening, we should tell them about Krishna consciousness. But there are so many others who are agnostics, who are atheistic. To them, we can preach. Because they are agnostic. They don't know whether God exists. Or they are atheists. They believe God does not exist. Such people, we should preach. But if somebody is already following a sampradaya, we should simply make friendship with them. Simply make friendship. We should not try to disturb their faith. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, don't try to disturb the faith.
That and also, you said, Prabhuji, like Brahminical qualifications. Without having Brahminical qualification, we should not take a Brahman Diksha. Basically, what you mean to say, Prabhuji, like, would you kindly elaborate on when one should take a Brahminical Diksha, Prabhuji?
We should take Brahminical Diksha whenever Guru Maharaj offers. Whenever Guru Maharaj offers. But from our side, we should try to inculcate the Brahminical qualities mentioned in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna gives the qualities of Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra and Brahmanas. So the qualities of a Brahman. That a Brahman should be self-controlled. A Brahman should be clean. A Brahman should be religious. A Brahman should engage in Pathan, Pathan, Yajan, Yajan. So all these qualities are mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. And we should try to develop those 9 qualities. Bhagavatam gives 12 qualities. Prahlad Maharaj gives 12 qualities of Brahman. So these qualities of Brahman, of a qualified Brahmana, we should try to inculcate. But as far as taking Diksha is concerned, Brahman Diksha is not something that we should ask for. But Brahman Diksha is something that is bestowed upon us. When our spiritual superiors and our Guru Maharaj feel that we are qualified, then when Guru Maharaj is offering, we should take it. But for our side, our due diligence is that we should try to develop these qualities of purity. We should eat only Krishna Prasad. We should be careful what we take in. We should not be engaged in sinful professions. We should not be engaged in sinful professions like restaurants or places where meat is sold or cigarettes are sold. So we should not, a Brahman should not deal with such professions. Brahman should be Brahminical. And we should try to be truthful. We should try to be sincere devotee. And we should study Srila Prabhupada's books. Quality of a Brahman is Pathan Pathan. A Brahman should study Srila Prabhupada's books and teach from Srila Prabhupada's books. Pathan means to study. Pathan means to teach. Yajan Yajan. We should do deity worship and we should teach others how to do deity worship. So these are the characteristics and duties of a Brahmana. And from our side, we should try to develop these qualities. Whenever Guru Maharaj feels we are ready and Diksha is offered, we should accept it. Is that okay, Prabhuji?
Yes, Prabhu. And also you mentioned that like Bhakti Vaibhav and all, if you do, like there are some mandatory things. You also mentioned while in the class that it is not that if you achieved a Bhakti Vaibhav degree, it doesn't mean that you are Brahminically qualified. Is that true, Prabhu? Because when we are reading through the scriptures, definitely we have certain commitment that we should not do wrong things as per the scriptures. So that's why the basis was made. So what I mean to say, as you rightly said, that when Guru Maharaj tells, that time you have to take. But sorry to ask this question, but there are cases that when Guru Maharaj XYZ given, and the devotee, due to unavoidable circumstances, is fallen down. So what will be the case of such cases, such and it this hurts also, like that doesn't make other person to get inspired for that.
Yeah, so if we have taken diksha and we have fallen down, then we should stop being fallen, we should stop acting fallen, we should come back to the standard that we have promised Guru Maharaj. We have promised we'll chant at least 16 good quality rounds every day, we will follow the four regulative principles, and we will chant Gayatri Mantra 3 times a day, and we'll serve in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant. So we should try to come back to the standard if we have fallen down. We should come back. Krishna bada dayamaya. Krishna is very merciful. We should come back, but we should not remain fallen. If accidentally we have fallen down, abhichet sudharacharo bhajate mam ananyabha sadhureva samantaka samyagosita shipram bhavati dharmatma. We should try to become dharmatma again. And regarding your point previously about curiosity kills the cat, what is important is we should not be unnecessarily curious about other paths, other sampradayas, other gurus, and just spend our time studying too many different types of literatures, too many different types of books. We have Rupanuga Bhakti given to us by Srila Prabhupada, and we should try to understand what Shri Rup, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami are teaching us. Rupa Raghunath Pade Hoi Be Akuti Tabe Ame Bhujabo Se Yugala Piriti. We should try to cultivate our love for Radha and Krishna, following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas, headed by Rupa Raghunath Goswami. But then getting curious about other paths, other gurus, other sampradayas, other literatures, reading too many books just to see what's out there. This is not, seeing what's out there is not, that's curiosity, and that will kill our ananyata. So is that helpful, Narasimha Prabhu, Nitya Narasimha Prabhu?
Really, Prabhu, thank you very much, Prabhuji, to explain in detail, and definitely these points will help for my spiritual path, Prabhu. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Dasosmi. So Parima Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for this wonderful explanation and clarification. Prabhuji, I have 2 questions.
Yes, Mataji.
First one is, Prabhuji, there are many devotees in ISKCON, and this I had discussed it before also with a senior Prabhupada disciple, who have businesses, like especially in America, Dunkin' Donuts, Subway, and they themselves don't eat meat. I personally know one. She's not a Gaudiya Vaishnava, she's a Pushti Margya. But she and her family, they don't eat meat, they don't do anything, but they own a Subway. Anyway, I understand that the income that comes by selling meat is, of course, not considered to be a very pure income. But there are also, arguments that everything is contaminated in Kali Yuga, especially when people have business. They are forced to evade taxes. So these things do happen, and they are devotees, but they also have to take care of their families and, have an income so that to see that their families are comfortable. So that was one thing that had come up during that discussion. So I just wanted to see if you can give some input on that. And the second question is, Prabhuji, where do you get information about the yatras? Because it's always a very good idea to go with devotees, and especially Maharaj, any ISKCON senior ISKCON person going. Is there any website or is there any place where we can find this information? Like, for example, there was Indradyumna Swami Maharaj's yatra just happened, like, I think in Kartik, I don't know when. So where do we get that information?
I usually get information from the senior disciples. So for example, if you want to attend the yatra of Srila Indradyumna Swami Maharaj, so you have to associate with the senior disciples of Maharaj, and then you will get the information. So, or on the website maybe, I don't know, it may be on the website, but generally the senior disciples, they are coordinating. For Srila Indradyumna Swami Maharaj, I think it is Govinda Charan Prabhu in California and Ram Vijay Prabhu in Texas. So you can be in touch with them and they can guide you. Regarding the first question, As a sadhak, Parima Mataji, as a sadhak, we should think about ourselves. We should focus on ourselves. Do you have a restaurant?
No, Prabhuji, this is not my personal question. Again, it's not applicable to me because we are into
IT. So we should only ask questions that are directly applicable to our practice of Krishna consciousness.
Sorry, Prabhuji.
Yeah. Because every devotee sadhak should worry about their sadhana. If someone is in that situation, then they should ask the question to whoever they have faith.
I'm sorry, right? Prabhuji, if I
No, no, it's okay. It's okay. Don't be sorry. But yeah, just we should ask questions that are relevant to us, our practice of bhakti. Okay?
Okay, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your clarification. Hare Krishna.
Dasosmi. Dasosmi. Jai Shri Prabhupada. So I think, Komodaki Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. By your permission, we can end the call. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for very nice enlightening class. I should say katha. And I'm very grateful to you and look forward to your association again in future. And since there are so many questions and answers, now we can end the call here. Vansha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की जय श्री चैतन्य भागवत की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय इस ग्रेस आदि के नाम आदि के सर्वम की जय जय
कोटि कोटि नमन हरे कृष्ण नमन प्रणाम प्रभु जी
प्रभु जी
धन्यवाद प्रणाम हरे कृष्ण